I'm pleased to see President Obama choose to focus much of his first State of the Union address on our country's ailing economy. Although Oklahoma has fared better than the rest of the nation, much of our country is suffering through our current economic troubles, and it's time that we concentrate on improving our economy, creating jobs, and reducing Americans' tax burden rather than a $1 trillion government takeover of our health care system or a $600 billion energy tax. However, many of the proposals he announced tonight appear to be in direct contrast to each other. For example, he proposed a 3-year freeze on all discretionary non-defense spending, while also proposing a 6.2% increase in education funding and promoting his government takeover of health care that is estimated to cost anywhere from $800 billion to $1.2 trillion. The president has a long way to go from here. Many Americans are still waiting for the hope and change he promised during the campaign, and most of his supporters are still waiting for him to accomplish a single one of his big agenda items. Over the last few months, with the elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and most recently Massachusetts, the American people have spoken loud and clear. They are not happy with the direction the president has been headed. Let's hope he actually listens to them this time.